Shalom to all! Today's daf is Yerushalmi, Mishkalim, Daf Nun Beis, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud with Halacha Beis, and Avilon Surah's daf is on Chav Tes Amud Aleph, and today's daf is sponsored by Lila Nishmas, Mars Miriam, Sarah Bas, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And the previous Mishnah we discussed, let's say money was found in between the boxes in the Beis HaMikdash, what's done with it? So we continue discussing money that was found and what to do with it. The Mishnah says, Moshe Nimtsu Lufnei Seicher Behema, money that was found in front of, meaning in the area of animal dealerships. Just like you want to go buy a car, you go to the car dealership. Well, back in the day, you wanted to buy an animal for a carbon or for something else, you'd go to the animal dealership. So money was found there. La'ayla Meiser. It's always Meiser Sheni, no matter what time of the year it is. And that's because the vast majority of animals purchased in Yerushalayim, that was done with Meiser Sheni money, due to the fact that people would come up to be Ayla Regal, they would bring their Meiser Sheni money, they wouldn't be able to use all of it, and so they would leave it with people of Yerushalayim to be able to use, because it could only be used in Yerushalayim, and the most popular thing to buy with money Meiser Sheni was animals. So you find money by Seicher Behema, we assume it's Meiser Sheni money. Now, Bahar Bayis Chulin, if money was found on Har Bayis all throughout the year, it's Chulin, and that's even during Yontif, during the Shalosh Regalim, when the vast majority of money in Yerushalayim is Meiser Sheni. On Har Bayis, we assume that it's Chulin because we go based off of the majority of the year, and the rest of the year, the majority of the money that's going to be there is Chulin. Now, Ubi Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim itself, not Har Bayis, but Yerushalayim proper, Shaklai Meiser Shana, throughout the rest of the year, Chulin, money that's found is going to be Chulin, Ubi Shas HaRegel, Hakol Meiser, and at the time of Yontif, with Shalosh Regalim, everything is assumed to be Meiser Sheni. Another discussion, Basar Shenim Tzabazara, meat that's found in Azara, and we don't know what it is. So Ivarim, if it's a full limb, Oilos, we assume it's a carbon Oila. Mechatichas, if it's smaller pieces, Chatois, and we assume it's a carbon Chatos. That's because since a carbon Chatos is cut up to be eaten, so it's cut up into small pieces, and so we could assume it's a carbon Chatos. Whereas if it's a large limb, that's assumed to be an Oila, because anyway, it's not eaten, so it's left in larger pieces. Now it would be Yerushalayim, if it's found in Yerushalayim, Zivche Shlamim, it's assumed to be a carbon Shlamim. And when he finds these things, Zevezed to Ibur Tzurasai, in all these cases, no matter what type of meat he found, we have to wait for Ibur Tzura, Viyatz Labes Esreif, and then it's brought to be burned. Ibur Tzura means we have to wait for Lino, we have to wait till it's overnight. Then it's for sure possible, because right now when he sees it, it's only maybe possible. He doesn't know when this meat is from. Maybe it's kosher, maybe there's no issue with it, but maybe it's from yesterday or from 2 days ago, and then it's possible. And so we can't eat it, but we can't burn it. Therefore, he has to wait for Ibur Tzura, he has to wait for a full night, or if it's Shlamim, he would have to technically wait for 2 days, making sure that it's 100% possible, and then he can burn it. So you're going to ask a question, if so, what's the purpose of the Mishnah telling us that if he found a varim, then they're oilos or this, it's a chattas or that, it's a Shlamim. Him. If anyway he's not allowed to eat it, what does it make a difference what it is? And the answer is because if it's small pieces and he ended up eating it, he's not going to get malchus. But if it's a limb and he ate it, then we say it's a carbon oila and he would get malchus for it. Continuing, the Mishnah tells us, Nimtza begvulin, if meat is found outside Yerushalayim, Evarim, if it's large limbs, Nevelois, then we assume the animal is just a Nevela, because when the animal turned out to be not kosher, it's just regular Nevela, they wouldn't bother cutting it up into small pieces. They just make it into larger limbs and throw it in the streets for the animals. Nun bezon bezon on top, Vachatichas, with smaller pieces, Mutaris, is our mutter, meaning we assume that there's no problem with them. And Rosh Hashanah, if it's the time of Yontif, Shabbosim Ruba, where there's tons of meat all around, Afevar Mutarais, even Avarim are Mutar, because there's so much meat and so many carbonates and so many animals that are being brought, people didn't have time to cut it up into smaller pieces, and therefore, even if it's an Avar, it's a full limb, it's assumed to be Mutar. So Gar begins by asking, Loitzer Chadala Bahar Bayis Kodesh, shouldn't we have said that in Har Bayis, any money found there is Kodesh? Because we should assume that it fell from the Gizbar. The Gizbar, the treasure of the Beis HaMikdash, had money on him, he was walking from here to there, and it fell. So why are we saying that it's Chulin? Why don't we assume that it's Kodesh? And the answer is, Rabbah Bar Chiya says, B'shem Rav Yechanan, Chazaka, we have a legal presumption, She'ein HaKoyin Moitzim in HaLishka Mois, Adju Mechalon Ala Behema, that the Gizbar doesn't take money out of the Lishka until he transfers the Kedusha onto money. So therefore, he's not going to be walking around with Kodesh money in his pocket, and that's why any money that's found in Har Bayis could assume to be Chulin. We quote the Mishnah, Basar Shenim Tzavuchulus, now we're talking about meat that's found, and the Gemara tells us, Rabbah Lazar says, B'shem Rav Yishaya, He Siya Das, if a person was Mesiach Das, he took his mind off of Kachim, Ta'un Tzura, it needs Ibur Tzura. This touches Bahar Machlek of what the psul of Hesach Hadas by Kachim is. A person took their mind off of it. Why is it psul? So according to some, it's a psul guf. It's an inherent psul. That's because Kachim needs shimur. Kachim has to specifically be guarded and watched, and if a person's Mesiach Das, it's automatically psul because he was over that it now doesn't have shimur. Whereas according to others, it's a psul of tuma, meaning that maybe became tameh due to the fact that he wasn't paying attention to it. Maybe something or somebody tameh touched it, and that's what Reb Lazar B'Shem Reb Yishaya is holding, that it's ta'un tzura, it needs ibur tzura, because since it's a suffix, we don't know if it became tameh. It's just suffix, maybe it did. We have to wait till it becomes pasul from being overnight. Again, that's the psul of tzura, and only then we can burn it. And Rabbi Shai, says, Masisa Amar Kain, our Mishnah tells us this. What did we learn in our Mishnah? That when he finds meat to Ibur Tzura Asai, he has to wait for Ibur Tzura, and then Vyatzal Beis Esreifa, it's brought out to Beis Esreifa, and obviously when he's finding meat, that's Hesach Hadas. Somebody wasn't paying attention to it because it was just sitting there forlorn in the middle without anyone keeping an eye on it. And so we see that in such a case, it needs Ibur Tzura, so that's arrived from our Mishnah. Now, Rabbi Yossi says, Vyos, this is good because La'achle, you're not able to eat it, Shem Niskalkal Tzurasoi, maybe it was already Niskalkal, meaning maybe this meat is already from yesterday, let's say, and already had the psul of Lina, so that's why you can't eat it. But on the other hand, maybe not. Lefem Kain, therefore, Tzarch Meber, that's what we have to say. To Ibr Tzurasoi, we need to wait for official Ibr Tzura of Yatsa Besa Srefa, and then it's brought out to be burned. And going to the next part, Mishnah, Nimsa Begvulin Vechulu, let's say meat was found outside Yushalayim, the Gvulin. So it said, if it was limbs, then we assume they're Nevelas. If they're pieces, then they're Mutter, because we assume that it's kosher meat. So if Crispus says, then when we say Evarim, Nevelas, that if they're found as Evarim, as whole limbs, that they're Nevela, like an Alayim Mishum Nevela, then if a person eats them, he's actually going to get Malkus because of Nevela. It's not that we're assuming it, but it's really just a suffix, and that he's not going to get Malkus. No, he's really going to get Malkus if he eats it, because we say for sure it's Nevela. And Masis Amar Kain, the Mishnah says this, Evarim Nevelas, Chatichos Mutarais. Now, the second part of the statement, Chatichos Mutarais, Loi Mamish, when it says Chatichos Mutarais, doesn't it mean Mamish 100% Mutter? I mean, don't assume that when it says Chatichos, it means that we can assume that they're probably kosher, but still you shouldn't eat them, because maybe not. No, it says Chatichos Mutarais, when you find small pieces of meat, they're 100% Mutter, that you're allowed to eat them, no problem. And the Kava saw similarly, Evarim Nevelas, that when it says Evarim, that those are Nevelas, like an Aleim Mishum Nevela, you actually get real Malkus because of Nevela. It's not just a maybe or probably, it's a 100%. It's Nevela, you're going to get Malkus for it. Now, Crispus says, B'shem Rias Ruchanina, Imayim Achraizais Mutarais. If these limbs, these Evarim, were strung up on a string, so then they're Mutter, because it was not the standard to do this to a Nevela. Nevela, you cut up into Evarim and throw it in the street for the dogs. But if it's a whole string of limbs, you could assume that it's kosher and the owner decided to string it up for one reason or another, and there's no problem with it. We're going to stop here for a day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss what happens when meat is found and whether or not it's kosher. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.